I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, May 24th. A 59-year-old woman is dead after a fire at a Braintree apartment complex last night. Braintree's acting fire chief, Fred Viola, says the fire broke out on McCusker Drive at about 10:30 last night. When crews arrived at the complex, they saw light smoke from the building, but when they found where the fire had started, it was fully engulfed in flames. A 59-year-old woman was found in a back bedroom on a bed. She was pronounced dead at the scene. The chief says no other renters were hurt, but 25 people are now displaced, and one firefighter was cut but didn't go to the hospital. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The victim's name has not been released. Quincy City Council President and Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kane will appear on the state ballot this fall as a Republican candidate for U.S. Senator. Kane says he submitted 11,600 verified signatures to the Secretary of State's office on Tuesday and is on track to post 12,400 valid signatures after a months-long grassroots effort to secure a spot on the ballot. Kane says it's the highest signature total of any Republican candidate. The signatures of at least 10,000 registered voters are required to get on the ballot. Kane is seeking the seat held by incumbent Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren. He's also running against Republican John Deaton. The state primary election is on September 3rd. Quincy's annual ceremony to commemorate Memorial Day will return to Mount Wollaston Cemetery this year. Ceremony will take place inside the cemetery on Monday at the conclusion of the annual parade. The parade steps off at 10:30 at the Quincy Credit Union on Quincy Avenue. The procession will march along Quincy Avenue to Hancock Street, Temple Street, and Coddington Street, and then up to the cemetery. The guest speaker for this year's ceremony is Kip Caldwell. Caldwell is the brother of the late Sergeant Charles Todd Caldwell of the 115th Military Police, who was killed in Iraq in 2003. The son of Charles and Gladys Caldwell, both Quincy Public School teachers, Kip has worked at North Quincy High for 31 years as a math teacher, department head, and coach. The Quincy American Legion Post 95, the Caddy Detachment of the Marine Corps, the Nickerson Post, Howes Neck American Legion Post, Morissette Post, and the Bryant Post are all scheduled to participate in the parade. In the event of inclement weather, the ceremony will be held inside the auditorium at Quincy High School at 11 a.m. Memorial Day is a time to honor all of the men and women who've died in American wars. One of the best displays of that honor can be found in Boston. This weekend, everyone's invited to pay their respects at the annual Memorial Day Flag Garden at the Soldiers and Sailors Monument on Boston Common. Volunteers planted more than 37,000 U.S. flags around the monument on Wednesday. Each one honors a service member from Massachusetts who died defending the country all the way back to the Revolutionary War. The display, organized by Home Base and the Massachusetts Military Heroes Fund, is open to the public all weekend, and they're looking for volunteers to watch over the 8x12 flags in two-hour shifts until Monday at 5:30, when they'll be packed up for next year. This is the 15th year the flags have been planted on Boston Common for Memorial Day weekend. Traffic bound to be a big issue for anybody driving to the Cape or any other part of New England for the Memorial Day weekend. According to the State Department of Transportation, traffic congestion will be much heavier than normal early this afternoon. Nationwide, AAA is projecting the second highest Memorial Day travel period on record this weekend. AAA says Boston is on its list of the top 10 destinations in the U.S. for the long weekend. MassDOT says today is expected to be the busiest day. If you have to drive, try to avoid the afternoon. MassDOT says based on their data, traffic expected to be heaviest on Sunday and Monday between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. It's always best to know before you go. MassDOT does have a network of traffic cameras, and you can see them on the agency's Mass 511 website. The HOV lane on the expressway between Boston and Quincy opens early for the weekend at 1 o'clock this afternoon and will not be used on Monday because of the holiday. This weekend also marks the unofficial start of summer, thousands flocking to Cape Cod beaches, but the return of vacationers also marks the return of white shark season in New England. Officials are urging the public to be careful about receiving multiple recent reports of marine mammals with shark bites already. This past week, a dead minke whale with a white shark bite was found off the coast of Chatham by a fishing charter company, according to the New England Aquarium. White sharks return to New England waters around this time every year to hunt seals and other prey throughout the summer and fall. Cape Cod is now considered one of the world's biggest white shark hotspots. USS Constitution will be open for public tours on Memorial Day, Monday, and will fire a 21-gun salute starting at noon. The salute will consist of one round being fired a minute for 21 minutes. The crew will also hold a special presentation at 11:30 Monday morning honoring Gold Star families, as well as sailors and Marines who died while serving aboard USS Constitution. The title of Gold Star family is reserved for families of U.S. service members who died in the line of duty. Constitution remains open Tuesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for public tours. The Constitution is the world's oldest commissioned warship afloat. It played a crucial role in the Barbary Wars and War of 1812, actively defending sea lanes from 1797 to 1855. A homeless man has been charged with throwing a rock at the Abigail Adams statue at the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center yesterday, resulting in some damage. Police say 38-year-old Ochia Chidozi threw the rock at the statue just before noontime, causing more than $1,200 worth of damage. A city worker spotted the incident. Police confirmed Chidozi's identity from surveillance video. Officers say Chidozi was known to them. He was arrested at Father Bill's shelter on Broad Street a short time later and charged with causing malicious damage. Police say a rock was recovered at the scene. Firefighters responded in Kingston yesterday after lightning sparked a fire at a local home. The Kingston Fire Department says it happened at a house on West Street near 12:30 yesterday afternoon. The fire chief says lightning hit nearby and then traveled, sparking the electrical fire in the home. Two off-duty Duxbury firefighters were in a building next to the home that went up in flames and told first responders there was a confirmed fire in the attic. The firefighters assisted a 75-year-old woman and her dogs out of the house. Crews responded and brought the fire under control about 30 minutes later. They used an aerial ladder truck to reach the roof and cut a hole to vent the smoke. There were no injuries, but there was heavy fire damage in the attic and water and smoke damage to the first and second floors. The woman and her husband, who both live in the home, will have to move out temporarily. Emergency responders also battled smoke and flames yesterday after a reported lightning strike at a home in Plymouth. This happened at 12 Nicholas Avenue at about 1 p.m. House was struck by lightning and flames were showing from the roof line. There were no reports of any injuries. Nobody was home at the time. Three fire companies worked to extinguish the blaze in the single-story ranch-style house. The interior ceiling had to be cut open to ensure the fire hadn't spread. The heavy smoke and water damage meant that the homeowners have currently been displaced. Hopping aboard the MBTA is about to get a lot easier. A new fare collection system will be launching this summer, allowing subway and bus riders to pay by tapping a contactless credit card or mobile wallet on a smartphone like Apple Pay instead of the traditional Charlie cards and paper tickets. The start of contactless payment, a feature in place in other major transit systems, including New York City's subway, will mark a milestone in a delayed over-budget project to modernize fare collection at the T. Yesterday, T board members unanimously approved a change to the agency's contract with the transportation technology firm Cubic, and financier John Lang that will resequence the rollout, making the start earlier while pushing back the project's final end date. Under the change, the new payment option will launch sometime this summer on subways, buses, and above-ground Green Line trolleys. Well, a plan to create tuition-free universal community college for all Massachusetts residents was up for discussion this week as the state Senate launched debate on its proposed $57.9 billion budget for the new fiscal year. Supporters, including Democratic Senate President Karen Spilka, say the plan, dubbed Mass Educate, is aimed at increasing the state's workforce while expanding opportunities for students across the state. The proposal would set aside $75.5 million in new spending to cover tuition and fees and offer a stipend of up to $1,200 for books, supplies, and other costs to students who make 125% or less of the median income in the state. The Senate plan included in its fiscal year 25 budget would continue to invest in programs created in the current year's budget, including $18 million in free nursing programs at community colleges and $24 million in free community college for residents over the age of 25. Students would be eligible for the free tuition and fees and the stipend this coming fall semester if the proposal is included in the state's final budget plan. The House, which has already approved its version of the state budget, did not include the proposal. Senate leaders will have to negotiate with the Democrat-led House to try to get the plan in the final version of the spending plan that they ultimately send to the governor. The 15 community colleges in Massachusetts serve more than 90,000 students, about 70% of whom attend school part-time, juggling work and family commitments. Check of business news this morning, and stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow sank 605 points, the NASDAQ dropped 65, and the S&P fell 39. Shares also retreated in Asia after unexpectedly strong reports on the U.S. economy raised the possibility of interest rates staying painfully high. Currencies are higher, oil at $76 a barrel. Sports, another win for the Celtics. In the Eastern Finals with the Pacers, 126-110 last night. They take a 2-0 lead. And Game 3 is in Indiana tomorrow night at 8:30. Red Sox are back home at Fenway tonight against Milwaukee at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, sunny and dry, high of 84 degrees. Tonight, clear, low 52. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and dry, of the high of 80. On Sunday, partly cloudy. There may be an afternoon shower at a high of 79, and afternoon showers on Memorial Day Monday with a high 73. The marine forecast calling for 1-foot waves, west winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming southwesterly 10 to 15 and gusting to 20 knots later today, at a high tide at 12:58 p.m. Sunrise 5:14, sets at 8:07. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, May 24th.